Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationships mixed with Am I the Arsehole as well. You know how it is, and if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Truly does help out, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Wanted the Truth, who says, "Am I the arsehole for revealing my sister's truth to a family member that made everyone lose their shit on my parents and her?" And it does come with an update. She, 40 female, has been ignoring me, 21 male, for 5 months since finding out that Grace is not my sister. She's my biological mum, and after finding this out, my whole life's been a fucking mess. My parents pretended to be my parents because, from what they told me, it was better that way for everyone since Grace wasn't ready to be a mum. I've been wanting to hear her side ever since, but she decided to block me. My parents have talked to her because Grace wants to drop this and not bring this to her husband. They live in another state, so they are not close at all, but she basically didn't want this getting to her husband. I kept asking her to please just sit down with me once more to hear her side. But she's been silent ever since. Why I'm asking if I'm the arsehole is because the other weekend, me and my cousin had beers at his house. Me, drunk as fuck, I started crying about everything going on. He asked me what was wrong and I told him everything. Shit blew up. Nobody in my family knew about this. He texts his mum the same night. Next morning, I'm waking up to everyone blowing up my phone, even my parents too. Now everybody in the family knows, and they even reached out to Grace on my behalf, telling her if I want to talk to her, then she owes me at least that. This whole thing couldn't be kept a secret from her husband. He knows now too, because she called my parents crying because they had a big fight. He's so mad he's staying at his parents. She's saying it's my fault now for not letting it go, and now it seems like that everything in her life is falling apart. Including my parents, because everyone's coming down on them too for lying this whole time. I know none of that would have happened if it hadn't been for me saying something, but I also feel that after being the one who got lied to, I was owed some answers too. Am I the arsehole? And I remember when we covered the original story last time and it didn't have the update then, so obviously we're gonna read the update in a second, but thinking about the title and you said, am I the arsehole for revealing my sister's truth? But also, it's your truth as well. This is part of, like, your story, if you like. But whenever we cover these stories, I just think time and time again, you know, the truth seems to always come out. So I kind of feel like hiding something like this was always going to be a disaster move. And maybe, you know, that's just from, like, almost like hindsight, because we read so many of these stories and, you know, you can always see it coming now. But I'm sure, well, I hope we're going to find out some more information in the update, but Mandy Elephant says, your cousin is the arsehole for sharing what you told him in confidence. Pricey Ross says, not the arsehole. It's no longer her secret since it involves your life. But is her side of the story that important? I get that you may want some closure, but be aware that maybe there is no explanation that will justify our actions in your mind. Sometimes the most simple answer is the truth. Mr. Blindsight says, this isn't just her life, it's yours too. If she wasn't ready to be a mum, she should have thought about that before having sex. Wicked Lucky says, not the arsehole. Even 22 years ago, this secret was a bad plan and never going to be kept forever. And this isn't just her story or life, it is yours too. Emerald replies that saying, I think everyone is being way too harsh to the sister. She was practically a child herself when she had OP, and we don't know the circumstances of the pregnancy. It was most likely an incredibly traumatic ordeal, which the family managed to find a good solution to. I understand OP's need for information, but I also understand his sister not wanting to think or talk about a painful experience. As for her husband, I would hope spouses could share something like this with each other, but I can also totally imagine not wanting to bring it up in the beginning of a relationship, and then later it feels like it's too late already. Sister's husband is the asshole here for being angry instead of supporting his wife when she probably really needs him. OP is no one's an asshole here, but maybe could have handled it with more sensitivity instead of being angry. What is there to be angry about? Sister and parents managed the situation well, in my opinion. Sister is also no one's an asshole here, but should understand OP's need to understand his origin. And one more from Alley Cat Happy, who says, that really sucks for OP, who is clearly a victim in all of this. But to me, it really sounds like Sister was either coerced into having a child that she did not want to carry or raise. Or possibly that she did want, but the parents wanted to take OP to keep up appearances or something. Either would be incredibly traumatic. This would explain the reluctance to tell even her husband. She could have been coping with a hugely traumatic event, even through denial. We have very little to go on here for her side of the story, but we do know that these sort of situations usually come out of coercion from the family of some sort, and often either religious or perceived social pressure. So now let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. Alright, well, mods didn't allow this update on Am I the Arsehole Sub, so I'm just going to post it here on my own account. Shit has really gotten so crazy since this post, I actually needed some time to get my head right. I appreciate everyone saying this was my truth to tell and being really supportive of everything going on. I told my family to back off on Grace because even if they thought they had good intentions defending me, it still wasn't okay. My cousin also apologized too. So, the craziness that happened. Grace's, soon going to be ex, husband literally flew over here to talk in person, telling me he thinks he's my dad. He told me about what him and Grace talked about when he left. Thing is, they were a couple before I was born. Broke up because he was going to be going to college far. Then years later they met again and so on. I never knew this. He didn't connect the dots because who would? But since he learned she's my mum and she went this far to hide it, he wanted to know for sure. We both cried after doing a paternity test that came back positive. We didn't talk for a day. After, I went through another whole ass existential crisis. For days, we met again. He told me he's sorry for not knowing because he would have taken responsibility of me if Grace didn't want that. Then we both cried together again. I finally talked with her too once this was all out. She was the one who reached out to me, so don't say I bullied her into it. Her truth was she wasn't ready to be a single mum. My grandparents supported her terminating. At least that's what they were honest about. But she changed her mind and still didn't tell him. She never thought she'd see him again anyways. By the time they met and restarted their relationship, it was already a few years since she gave me to my grandparents. So to her, there wasn't a point for him to know anymore. Also, because she knew he was going to want custody if he knew I'm his son and moved on from the thought of having kids. Their relationship wouldn't have survived, basically. He's so mad at her because he had a right to be in my life. It's just a mess. I'm mad and hurt they kept us from knowing about this. Now she says she's sorry. But after learning how far this lie went, I can't with any of them right now. To her or my grandparents, it's too much. I know they keep reaching out to apologize for everything, but it's too painful. Small bright side, me and him are talking. It was weird as fuck at first, but we're getting more used to it. He's known me since I was like 9. I know he's a good guy, just never thought he was my biological dad. And he really seems like he wants us to be closer than before. I can tell it hurts him too when he's looking at me. So for now, we're just going to go with the flow. Gonna be needing serious therapy after this, so there's so much going on in my head, but at least I've got something. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? I wasn't expecting that outcome at the end, I've got to admit that, to do with like who the dad actually was. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from FickleSpinach3415, who says, am I the asshole for telling my sister that she should have gone to college if she wanted a life like mine? Hello everyone, please excuse my grammar. English is my fourth language and 100% self-taught. Also, this will be a long post. My sister and I are twins, 33 female. We come from a culture where arranged marriages are an option. Not India. Mostly they are blind dates set by a matchmaker, and if you are compatible, you marry. When we both graduated high school, my sister, who was valedictorian by the way, chose not to attend college. She asked for an arranged marriage since all she wanted was to be a wife and mother. Nothing wrong with that. My parents, who are a love match, tried to convince her to at least get a bachelor's. She refused. I, on the other hand, started attending an engineering college, computer engineering. A year later, she married a man she met through the matchmaker. He's a very nice man, a teacher, and treats my sister like a queen. The thing is, he was just a freshly hired teacher. My sister went from living in a double income house with parents being both high earners, a doctor and a lawyer, to a single income house on a teacher's salary. I graduated at 23, started working as a cybersecurity personnel for a big bank. After 2 years of dating around, I too asked for an arranged marriage. My husband is a business owner, real estate developer, and he makes a lot more than I do. He also comes from money. My sister didn't like him from the get-go. She even threw a tantrum, thankfully in private, in my wedding. Apparently the bride gifts he brought were tacky, more like very expensive, more than what her husband could get her. The problem is that my first child is now the age where she'll be starting preschool. We signed her for a private school. The monthly tuition is more than what her husband makes. When she heard this, she just exploded. She was ranting about how it's not fair that our kids will not have equal opportunities, how the only reason I could live like I do was that my parents chose a better husband for me. I became angry for how she treats me, how unfair she was to her husband and my parents. So I laid the truth on her. I told her I got matched with a better husband because I'm a college-educated woman with a respectable job, and that wealthy men using matchmakers don't want 19-year-old high school graduates. Their standards are higher. I told her that her husband is a wonderful man who loves her, but if all she wanted was a wealthy man, she should have gone to college. But now she has no contact with me. She says that I am an elitist arsehole. So, am I the arsehole?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Arsehole. And we're going to start with Elevator OK, who says not the arsehole. She's jealous and envious of your life because you decided to go through college and became successful. Also, how horrible she is to be talking about someone she presumably loves. Sounds like she was only marrying for money, not for love. You told her point blank what it is. If she wanted a wealthy husband, she should have went to college. Her decisions and choices are the reason why her life is the way it is. Also, it's her fault that her children won't have the same opportunities as yours. Katie says, not the arsehole, she's jealous of you and your husband's success. I don't really know how matchmaking works, but if I were to use one as a university-educated woman, I would want an equally educated partner, as we would be more compatible, especially in terms of life goals. My husband agrees, so I trust that education plays a big role in matchmaking. And it sounds like her husband is a sweetheart, so she's being an asshole to him too. Poker Scrub Forever says everyone sucks here. She's clearly envious, but you clearly like to throw in extra details to make sure people know how great you are. Some examples: English is my fourth language and 100% self-taught. Apparently the bride gifts he bought were tacky, more like very expensive, more than what her husband could get her. The monthly tuition is more than what her husband makes. Then goes on to say, I can already tell when you talk about your life with her, you are giving her the business and making sure she knows how much better things are turning out for you in every condescending way. Oh, sister, if you had just been like me and done this and that. she probably should just go no contact with you for her own mental health. Trap Shirt says, "Sigh, this is hard. I really feel for your sister. Really important decisions get made when people are far too young to understand how much money matters, and that even if you want a simple life, money will mean way more than your teenage self could ever imagine. That said, no OP, you are not the arsehole, but neither is your sister. Also, I think you may be overestimating how much your financial well-being was good luck versus hard work. Not to say you didn't work hard, but so do a lot of people. And I think you are also overestimating how much of your sister's situation is due to poor choices. Even if she did what you did, it could have ended up very differently. Jealousy and regret are horrible emotions, and I'm sure your sister is swamped with both. While her behavior is not great, compassion may have been a better option than telling her essentially that you are doing better because you are better." And one more comment from Sweet Smile, who says, "Everyone sucks here. Your sister needs to pull in her jealousy because in the end it's just stuff and has no bearing on happiness. She's got a comfortable life and should focus on her own family and achievements. The fact that she can school her children should be enough. A stay-at-home mum means she can personally supplement any education any school provided by working with her children at home. Working mothers do not have that luxury. However, this is your twin, and instead of sitting down and discussing what was really bothering her, you lashed out and called her education level into question. Some people can be well educated yet still be dumb when it comes to social skills. What's really bothering your sister? Is her marriage not going well? Has your husband done something that raised a flag so she doesn't think he's worthy of you with or without money? Is her being raised in a wealthy household, then going to a middle income, making her question her own self-worth as a wife and mother, so self-esteem is low? There could be all sorts of nuances here to her feeling that you dismissed your education jab. She can still go to school and learn just as much or more than you. Heck, she can do that outside of school if she desired. Also, her husband could invent the next great whatever and be the next multi-billionaire. Who knows? Bottom line is, she's your sister, and while lashing out and poking at each other is fine when you were kids, you're both adults now and should be able to have a frank and honest discussion without resorting to insults. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys think of this situation? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story, which comes from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the arsehole for tricking my in-laws into trying my food? This isn't necessarily my proudest moment, but I'm tired of being the outcast. My 32 female husband, Pete, 34 male, comes from a family where all the women are all bakers. I am a baker myself, and I used to sell out my house under my state's cottage laws, but stopped because I like it just being a hobby. His sister-in-law, Kay, 39, is the one who is known for her cupcakes and cake pops. When I first met everyone years ago, it was the first thing I learned. Everyone talked about everything she made. Even when Pete mentioned how good my stuff was, everyone would say that Kay sells hers and they're popular, so they must be better. Whenever I bring treats, they are often left untouched because they are not Kay's. Yes, I've been told that. They ask me to bring something every get-together and never touch it. To be clear, Kay is mainly a baker, whereas I bake and specialize in professionally decorated cakes. Kay says that overly decorated cakes are compensating for their bad taste, and Pete's family agrees. We had a barbecue Monday for Memorial Day, and everyone made their treats. Kay decided to bring cake pops. She posted them on her Instagram the night before. So, and I know this is immature, I made the exact same one she did, same flavor and design. We got there, and everyone asked where my treats were. I said they're in the car, and I'd get them in a minute. So I waited for everyone to be outside, then I brought mine in and put them next to Kay's. After we eat, I noticed the family eating my cake pops and not Kay's. She didn't notice at first and then asked if they weren't feeling cake pops. They said they just ate them and said they were the best she ever made and asked what she did different. Mother-in-law even said they looked so much better in person than in the picture. Kay was confused and said hers were still on the table. Then I said, "Oh, I brought those. Glad you enjoyed them." Her husband said he hadn't had one yet. Lies, he ate two. And everyone just said, "Yeah, they were okay." Kay didn't say anything the rest of the night. Pete thought it was funny. He didn't know what I did until the reveal. But his brother, Kay's husband, said yesterday that what I did was mean. And I'm just mad that Kay is a better baker. But Pete said it's ridiculous the family, including Kay, puts down my bacon when they wouldn't even try it at all because I'm not Kay. Am I the arsehole? ETA, we aren't the only two who bring desserts, just the ones who tend to bake cakes more than the others. Everyone else's desserts get eaten to some degree except mine. Edit 2. If it's not clear, everyone includes Kay. She has often tried to teach me techniques that I either already knew or were completely wrong. So she wasn't like an innocent that got caught in the line of fire or something. You know, I was reading through this one and I was thinking, is it going to be a you're the arsehole? But I can't say it. I can honestly say not the arsehole in this one, simply because these people have asked OP to bring cakes time and time again. OP said at the very end, you know, Kay isn't an innocent party in this either. And to me, the way the story played out, it just felt like, you know, there was stuff going on in the background. They're talking in the background about OP, about their cakes, and that's why it's not being touched. The way the brother just came out with, like, you know, what you did was mean and you're just mad that Kay is a better baker. Like, there's already some sort of, like, background competition going on. You know, and there is the possibility that we could go down the everyone sucks here route. But to me, oh, because it probably was petty and there probably was a better way of dealing with it. But I can't do it on this one. It's not the arsehole from me. But it does leave me questioning, why would you want to go to these family gatherings when you are being treated like this? Like I said, I just feel, to me, and it may not be the case, but it feels like there's discussion going on in the background about OP, about their bacon, possibly more, who knows. And that would make me uncomfortable to sit through, knowing that they're treating me like this. And I wouldn't want to be a part of that particular group, you know. But Empty Plate says not the arsehole, but Pete's family is full of arseholes. Brain Free says what you did was petty. I don't blame you for being pissed at them, but it was still petty as hell. For that reason, I give you a soft you're the arsehole and a high five for making them look dumb. I Am Herding Cat says I think you're not the arsehole. I also think this is hysterical. I'm also incredibly petty, so keep that in mind when reviewing my judgment. Foxbun says not the arsehole, gotta love how they said how much better it looked and tasted when they thought Kay made it, but immediately changed their tune once the truth came out. Kay sounds like an insufferable snob when it comes to baking, and there is clear favouritism in the family, so it's high time you made your point, and thank goodness Pete had your back. And one more from my squishy fishy who says, I mean, people are gonna say you're the arsehole for all that petty, but you know what, I'm here for it, not the arsehole. Kay needed to be taken down a notch, and the family needed to hear how shittily they've been treating you. You are not obligated to follow along while everyone puffs up her ego. Now, what would you have done in that situation? Can you think of a better way of dealing with it? Would you go to these family gatherings at all? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you, as always, from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being just incredible, really. So thank you, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, 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 you just don't care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.